And I do feel that that's just is going to be a kind of continuing theme. The travel is going to be very powerful from 1995 through 2007.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's ongoing. Do you know? There again, what I feel is too for you to say, okay, I can pace myself a little bit.
Okay.
I don't have to do it all in one trip.
All right.
Do you follow? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
To kind of say, oh, I'm going to have an opportunity to kind of continue this.
Yes.
Again, as you're planting seeds this year, you're starting to make, I feel, some connections and communications with people that are going to, again, kind of pyramid over, you know, this next 7 to 13 year period. Yeah. So that's, again, of kind of, you know, pacing yourself. But what I also feel is because the moon is there, it's like to include, in some cases, family. Because I think some of the travel would be very educational also for your family. Do you know what I mean? It would kind of like, oh, wow. Do you know what I mean? It's also, I think, the thing of you're sharing adventure with family.
Okay.
That you're, you know what I mean? It's kind of like you're able to share some new adventures. It's communication. You know, it's also having, you're working hard, but you're having more fun.
Okay.
Because I think you're breaking away from a lot of kind of limitations.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? From other people.
Right.
Yeah. And on that respect, that's why I do feel it's that you're this new 28 and a half year, you know, cycle is opening up your more connecting with what real and full potential is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see for the future? Yeah. It's a, you know, kind of major time period.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Now, this is real fascinating here in your birth chart, if you will look. But if you'll kind of see like how the planets are all like this.
Yeah.
It's like a bowl.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, on one level, what that means is that it's like, this is like the outside world.
Yeah.
All right? Now, you're there kind of receiving. It's like if it's raining.
Okay.
You're kind of receiving all that information, do you see, from other people.
Okay.
Do you follow?
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like what's happening now is that the bowl has here been filled up.
Right.
All right?
Right?
And what's happening is something's kind of happening over here now.
Okay.
That what you're doing now is saying, I'm tipping that bowl now a little bit. I'm letting the water of the past out so that I can get about receiving the new.
All right.
Okay? So that's where I do feel there's something going on here where I feel you're starting to kind of participate, do you see, in terms of saying, yeah, that was fine, but it's now that's full from the past. We're going to kind of... Now, what I do feel is it's like, yeah, you're ready to let go of it. Do you see? Let that old water run out. Do you see? And that's kind of like, again, like old feelings running out. So that's where I do feel that this is a kind of a time of clearing. Now, what this also means is that... you're perceiving a lot from, you see, other people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not always going to know really what you may be. Do you see that? That's what this is about.
Okay.
So what it does mean is that you're very into it. Do you see? If you get in this situation, you're going to kind of pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
But what that configuration means is that other people will never know unless you express what you're really thinking.
Okay.
Do you follow? Now, on some levels, that's kind of protected.
All right.
Do you follow? You know, because they're not going to know.
Right.
You know, but what I do feel is that if some people come along here, this is the outside world, and you're kind of like receiving, right? This is like this bowl, you know, but it's also like you've seen satellite dishes, all right? That's what that's like. So you're receiving all of their signals. So you may be in a situation where you're sure that the signals that you're getting are not matching up with what people might be saying. You'll get it. Do you follow? And what that means is the fact is that though you may be in a situation where it's diplomatic or it's kind of self-protective that you don't say, hey, you're lying. Do you follow? Do you know?
All right.
But that's what's happening. Do you follow? What it means is you will know that, and then you're going to be able to make decisions based on the fact that you've gotten the real information, but that other people won't know that. You know, it's a kind of protective situation, but that's what that's a lot about, because I'm sure there have been times, do you know what I mean, when you know someone is not, do you know what I mean, and they think you're accepting. Do you see that? But you're really getting what's true. That's a real kind of, you know, way. So, but what is as I see that, is that you're probably now with this new moon becoming very aware of how that works. Do you see? And how to real kind of constructively use that. Do you follow? It's, but it also does mean is if, now, you're real curious about, you know, a lot of things. But for instance, if Christine told you a confidence, and she said, this is something that I don't want other people to know about. Do you follow?
Okay.
This configuration says you would understand that, and you would not go out and broadcast that, do you see, to the world. Do you know? Because this kind of configuration is able, do you see, to know what is private and confidential. Do you follow? Yeah. So that kind of works. But this also is meaning that you're also, do you know what I mean? You don't need a lot of help, if you follow what I'm saying here. In other words, you can take charge of situations. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, you're taking care of these situations. Yeah. But we do need a little bit now with this new moon here kind of triggering. We're kind of letting some of that water out, if you follow this. So I feel it's also that you're learning a little bit more. Because I do feel you're practical and efficient and you're a doer. You know what I mean? You're not waiting around for something else. But I do think it's kind of good to open up a little more and ask for a little more help. I think that's a pattern that you'll see shifting over the next 2.5 years. Watch. It's like you're finding your voice a little more, you know, in terms of where you might need some help. Do you see? This is a very self-sufficient pattern. Yeah, and that's positive. But what it does mean is that sometimes you're not expressing, and remember before, you're receiving everything from other people. But sometimes if you have the lid on it there, they don't know where you might really want a little help to make it a little easier. Do you follow? And what I do feel is I'd start kind of asking a little more. Yeah. Because I do think you may be aware a little bit of wanting to kind of change that DC pattern a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that's positive. And realize, though, that sometimes it's because of this bowl that's complete in itself that some other people may not be aware, do you follow me, of where you might need help. Now, it makes you a good problem solver in terms of working with other people because you're receiving whatever signals are of the problems, you're kind of processing it. And you're kind of aware of that. So you would be more aware of where other people needed help than they would be of where you needed help. You know? So it's like saying that where something comes up, and it might be something that's kind of simple, but you might say, gee, what I really do is I need some help with this. It's good to express it a little more. You know? Because what you would find is you would end up by getting that help, which makes it easier. Yeah. So I think that's, you know, one of the things going on here. Now, okay. Interestingly, the planet of Mars in the heavens right now is in the sign of... Okay. Now, that's where Mars was when you were born.
Okay.
And Mars is in right now what we call a retrograde motion. Now, every 2 years, Mars goes into a retrograde motion. Now, retrograde means by apparent movement. If we look out at Mars now from the Earth, if we would watch it in the sky, mm-hmm. you know, that tonight, if we looked at it and it was here, mm-hmm. tomorrow night it's going to be like it's pulling backwards because the speed of the planets varies. So sometimes we look out at planets and they are moving like this, forward. Other times it's like they, from the Earth, you see, they're moving backwards. Now,
moving away from the Earth.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like kind of like, oh, it's not going forward, it's like going in reverse. Well, Mars is kind of doing that right now in the sign of Leo, which means that Mars will be in the sign of Leo until the 5th of May. So from now through the 25th of May, Mars is in Leo. Well, that's where Mars was when you were born. So I do feel that it's like you're kind of getting centered, getting your energy recentered, do you see, in this time period. So that's why you're ready, do you see, to do some new things. Yeah. Now, it takes Mars approximately 2 years to go through all the signs. So in other words, what you're doing right here from now through May is it's like you're getting really centered in your energy, do you see, to begin a new 2 year action cycle. Do you follow? So that's why you will kind of feel, I'm ready, you know what I mean, to be doing something. It's also getting you kind of centered, I feel, in your kind of creative energy about feeling more enthusiastic about, you know what I mean, where things are going. And this is, you know, this is real positive. What we're seeing here is, now you'll find a little bit with that from now through the 25th of March is kind of like a time period. You're having your new moon, but you're also touching base with your feelings, but you're kind of laying the foundation for the new. Then you will kind of find from the 25th of March to the 25th of May, we're starting to move. We're starting to see more movement, more action. So we're kind of speeding it up a little bit. We're able to drive a little faster. And then you will, from the 25th of May through the, check this out here, 25th of May through the 13th of December, that's, we're climbing the mountain in that time period. So I think you're really going to be seeing more what I would refer to as action, which is preparatory, preparation from now through the 25th of March. Then from the 25th of March, moving forward then to December, we start to see that manifesting more in the outside world. We're seeing kind of concrete results. We're moving upward. you know, because it'd be a kind of upswing, you know, cycle, you know. The time periods when you want to, I do feel, particularly pay attention to paperwork, written things, documents, would be the period from the 7th of April through the 17th of April,
95.
Mm-hmm.
From
7
to
17? April 7th through April 17th.
Mm-hmm. Then the period from the 20th of May through 5th of June, that's a time period I do feel that it's advisable to slow down a little bit physically.
Maybe slow down physically.
Yeah. Now, you're an adventuresome person. But I feel in that time period, I would be not push fast-paced physical activity. For instance, that's not the time to take up skydiving. Okay? So we'll use a little caution physically. Now, what it means...
I did that once.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Hurts, yeah.
Oh, I hurt myself.
So he couldn't come to the Chivas building?
Right.
So do you follow? We're gonna. We're
he,
gonna.
He was actually in pain in hospital.
Yeah, gotcha.
So you gotta watch a little bit. Do you follow? And then we need to slow it down again. The 6th of August through the 22nd of August. Again, that's a period, no skydiving. You'll save yourself some, believe me. Even though you can bounce back from stuff, do you know what I mean? We won't tempt it in that time period. Aries,
okay.
There. Do you see Aries rising? It's like, you know, adventure. Yeah, I'm going to be able to. But you know, what I do for you, something is happening that says, all right, slow.